is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and I'm here with our Season 5 special guest, Dave Nerchi, and he's helping unpack the hard thing about hard things with Ben Horowitz. And today's episode is about how perks do not define culture, they are not core values or specific to moving the mission forward, and that's brought to you by Cutthroat College podcast, helping people avoid going broke because of the cost of college. There's also a college boot camp kind of run by the same people. Kayla and Hector are the co-hosts of the podcast. Kayla also administers a program called College Boot Camp through Seeds of Hope. And Seeds of Hope is a nonprofit and seed planning group, where Dave and I spend most of our time actually, is underwriting full ride scholarships through the program. The program is, I think, six or so meetings with students and their parents on all things making the college decision. I'll go looking at the finances, the majors, the different schools, what you need to do when you go on tours, all that kind of stuff. So they have some scholarships available. They've got a whole bunch of full ride scholarships for the program and a bunch of partial scholarships that we've got you covered. So check them out. Get on the list for that. If you want more information, hit us up. We'll get you more information on it. But a good program. I think that the average student, when they change college degrees, programs or whatever, it costs them something like $60,000 or something like that between lost earnings and additional student loans and all that kind of stuff. So avoid some of those mistakes. All right, back to our point. Perks do not define culture. They're not core values or specific to moving the mission forward. Let's call this like the Twitter, you know, or the Google or Pixar rule. Like, we'll call it the Twitter rule, right? Because Twitter's gone now. So, you know, this is a good example of basically like corruption within an organization. When we're talking about perks, we're talking about, you know, like everybody's got to have free coffee and free lunch, and we got to have a wine bar at the office, and we're going to have a foosball table, and
ping pong,
before you know it, people are like literally playing for 8 hours, working for 2 hours, you know, or, you know, one day a week, I need to do whatever I need to do, you know, like that has nothing to do with work. I just want to play and have fun. Mm-hmm. I think that that's what we're talking about there. And so like, when you look at an organization and you're like, hey, this is what's great about the organization, the first thing out of your mouth probably shouldn't be Nerf gun battles.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if that's what you're centered around, well, and think about, I look at it this way too, when Google is providing all this stuff, right? Or whatever, like I eat breakfast, I eat lunch, I eat dinner, I have all this stuff. I have nap pods and all these different things.
Nap pods. I love that nap pod. You got a pod that you nap in.
Like, what are they doing? You're basically, you just live there, right? That's another, like, it's a kind of a weird concept of like, okay, so do I ever leave? Like, why would I leave? And it's almost a reverse of the, like, just kind of playing and then working sometimes. It's almost like you're just expected now to just be on campus for forever, right? We provide you everything. So that's kind of an interesting way to look at it too. But if that's what you're centered around, I look at it this way. You have motivation and discipline, right? And I look at those as two very different things. The perks are like motivation, where you kind of need that every day, right? To like, motivation will just come and go. You'll hear a quote, you'll listen to something, it gets you motivated in the moment, but it kind of fades out, right? That's like a perk. You're having fun in the moment, playing foosball at the office, and it's just kind of done. The discipline is what keeps you moving forward, right? Discipline, that's what you're doing every day. You wake up, you go work out, or whatever your discipline is. That's what the company values are, right? That's what you're working towards every day. So the values are the discipline. The perks are this like motivation that kind of comes and goes. And that was my takeaway of how I look at those two things and what the difference is there. It's almost like a distraction.
Distraction, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, perks are like entitlement. You know, it's like, what are you going to give me next? Because they're not necessary. So it's freebies, you know, and when freebies become part of the compensation scheme, when they become part of kind of like, I deserve this because I work here.
That seems to be like it can start to become a problem, especially because every business is going to have tough times. How do you take away a perk? If you make a perk part of the central purpose of being there. So if the purpose for being there is not the mission of the company, but to get the perks, like what happens when you change a perk, you know, somebody's right. favorite perk. And also think about, especially for much, much larger companies, if you think about how much it costs for things, how much money is being spent so that somebody can have a nap pod? Like, right. why do you need a nap at work? You're a full grown ass adult if you're working, right? Like, you, if you need a nap in the middle of the day, maybe you're ill and you need to take the day off and go home and get better. But why right. do you need a nap in the middle of the day? And, you know, and I get it too, because there's situations from a performance standpoint, and Ben talks about it in some of his books, where it's like, look, you're going to be working late. I'm going to need you to stay over. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. You know, it's going to be intense. And I will buy you lunch and I will buy you dinner mm-hmm. and I will send you on a date with your spouse once a week. Okay, so those are cool perks, but those are perks for specific project orientation. You know, there's project orientation with it, and they're for a purpose because I'm asking you for extra right now. It's not a permanent ask.
It's attached to a goal.
It's attached to a goal. Yeah. So while we are pursuing this goal here, I'm going to take care of you a little extra because I know that I'm asking for you to do something extraordinary. When right. When you get a perk just for walking in the door before you even do your job.
Yep.
Like, what are you, five? And right. why don't we change perks from, you know, whatever stuff somebody wants, you know, like free lattes or something. Why don't we change the perks from that to job security? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the companies get Twitter. Guess where all their employees are? They're unemployed.
They're playing right? Foosball full time now.
Yeah. I mean, like, so you start to look at some of this stuff and you go, look, perk number one, I want job security. Yep. All right. Put your head down and work. No more naps during work. Right.
Yeah.
Perk number two, I want to grow personally and professionally. All right. Be open to constructive critique. You know, be open to your managers telling you you're not doing a good job. Be open if somebody tells you that you need to be more professional or dress better, you know, yeah. or something like that. Like stop being offended by everything. Yep. Maybe those should be the perks and not look, you know, everybody gets to come in and, just because you're here, you get this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and really what you're saying that is the transition into like the company values or the mission, because think about it this way. If people are joining your company because they believe in what you're doing,
yeah,
right, as a company, yep. the just cause, like we talk about, yep. right, the mission of values, they're already joining because of that. They're in, right? They bought yep. in. Yep. They want to contribute to that. You don't contribute to a perk. You just receive it. But it's right. also, you're never going to win everybody over with perks. You're not yeah. winning. You're not trying to win anybody over with your company just cause. You're saying, here it is. Here's what we do. If you believe
get on
in
board
it,
or get,
get
off,
on board, you know, right? Yeah. Or you're not going to be here long because yeah. you won't want to be. The perk, well, what if I don't drink coffee? I don't care about free yeah. coffee. What if I don't want a nap? I don't care about the nap. So now yeah. you're going to be playing this game as you continue to grow of, yeah. well, what do people want? What do I take away? I took away coffee because 10 people don't drink coffee. I brought in free fruit. But you know, yeah. like, so you're always yep. playing this game of like favorites and what people want or don't want.
I was just thinking about ice cream. I was like, so I give everybody can have all the vanilla ice cream they want. Then people are going to be like, that's not fair. I don't like vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. So then you get chocolate ice cream and everybody can have all the chocolate ice cream they want. And then people are going to be like, that's not fair. I don't like ice cream at all. So then you got to bring in candy bars and everybody goes, I don't like candy bars. And you got to get apples, you know, then yeah. people will say, well, I like the ice cream and I like the apples, but not the candy bar. So it's not fair. So I need something because I don't like the candy bars because yep. that person over there, they like apples, candy bars, and ice cream. You know yeah. what I mean? And it's like this tit for tat stupid shit yep. that has nothing to do with the work.
You're running
like,
a how daycare about we, at
yeah.
that point.
So like you said, have the mission, man. You come to work and you're living the mission. And when we do good along the way, we'll reward you.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun. But it's gonna yeah. be for a purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when, you know, we ask you to do extra and we know that you're really putting out for us, we'll reward you. That's the, you know, that's maybe where the perks need to be living.